Hello, my name is Christian Jones and I'm a journalist within Manx Radio's news department. With the announcement from Manx Utilities about plans to reduce onshore wind and solar energy, climate activists and the Isle of Man Green Party have hailed the move really positive. It's hoped 30 megawatts worth of electricity will be generated by 2026. The Chief Minister says it will allow us to harness the power of the sun and wind, utilise our island's natural resources to reduce carbon emissions whilst making the Isle of Man less reliant on imported fossil fuels. Tim Johnston is the MUA's chair, who explains how this proposal has come about.
This is very much the direction of travel as far as obviously our net zero targets for 2050. But of course, you know, we've seen record high wholesale gas prices over the last couple of years. We need to remove ourselves from that massively volatile market by bringing a mix of renewables into the system. Our wholesale gas that has been massively affected by geopolitical issues. So anything we can do in the future to remove ourselves from that market as much as we can, the better. What we always have to do is balance that with making sure that whatever we do is secure. Current systems, our fossil fuel-based systems, are incredibly reliable. And we've had very, very reliable power for many, many years. So whatever we do, we must make sure that we don't lose that.
And obviously, the aesthetic is something that's come up time and time again. People are concerned that it will become an eyesore. These at the moment are onshore, but is government also considering offshore as well?
As far as the solar is concerned, as I say, we're looking at around about that 10 megawatts, and we're looking there at using public space, public buildings, rooftops, etc., car parks for that. As far as onshore wind, we still haven't fully decided exactly where that's going to be. But again, we're talking 20 megawatts relatively small scale. We have to be very aware of that and very sensitive to our landscape. There's a long process to go through. How we see it is that the early sort of gains, I think, will be through hopefully relatively rapid execution of solar. But I think, like you say, once you take into account planning and environmental assessments, then, you know, it could be two and a half years before you'd be actually seeing any wind turbines actually in place.
And can the energy be stored? I mean, because obviously if there's no wind, or obviously at night there's no sun, I mean, can the energy be stored and distributed over a period of time?
That's the challenge, I think, especially on a large scale. The technology there is still incredibly expensive and really not doable. So no, that's why you need to be able to balance that system. That's where still having our on-island generation plus our interconnector allows us to be able to balance that power to make sure that we have a continuous supply.
If the comments on yesterday's Man in Line were anything to go by, some Manx residents are sceptical of the plans.
A, we don't know where it's going to be, and you don't have to be a brain surgeon to find out where most of the PV panels are going to be on public buildings. So why aren't we doing it or getting on with it?
There's a certain individual down in the south of the island who's been trying to get some wind turbines put up on his estate, and all he got was hassle all the time from planning about the birds and the bats, and those things are tiny in comparison with what we're talking about.
So back to Tim Johnston, given government's track record with things like the prom and the ferry terminal, why should people be confident this project will go to plan?
I can understand that, and you're absolutely right that these things need to be done properly. And obviously, there's still discussions yet on how that is procured, how we engage with private business on that, and make sure that we're using all the right tools and getting the right expertise to make sure it is done as efficiently and as quickly as possible.
One group that is pleased with the announcement is the Isle of Man Green Party. Leader Andrew Langer-Newton says this is only the beginning.
It is really, really positive for the Isle of Man. And it's remarkable to see how far we've come in such a short space of time, because it's really going to open the gates to renewables in the Isle of Man at scales that we've seen everywhere else across the world, except for the Isle of Man. Volatile global markets like we've seen in 2022 with the crisis in Russia and the Ukraine. It must be very difficult for the Council of Ministers, like Chief Minister Cannon has done and said, we're going to have to raise electricity prices, we can't protect consumers anymore, to make decisions like that and then have constituents and members of the business community and members of civil society go in, well, renewable energy is now the cheapest form and has been for some time, the cheapest form of generating electricity. why are you not protecting us from these price rises, but then not investing in the technologies that is going to mean cheaper prices? 2022, now we've got the data for the whole year, astronomical, record-setting installations of solar panels, of wind turbines, of batteries. Clearly, it's something that Minister Cannon couldn't ignore anymore because it would have been irrational.
So now that the Isle of Man Green Party believes the government is moving in the right direction with regard to renewables, what would they like to see next?
The biggest barrier was mindset. And now we've overcome that because the government are opening their eyes to renewable energy and saying, we can do this. And we've set a commitment to doing this. So what the Green Party are looking for now is to bring everyone else along with the government as well. That's talking about things like small scale wind turbines. We've got permitted development orders, so planning exemptions for solar panels. In the UK, there are permitted development orders, exemptions for small-scale wind turbines for domestic properties in certain circumstances. We would look for the government to come forward proposals with similar exemptions and also for larger wind turbines for businesses who, not just for a domestic setting, but a commercial setting. So put forward proposals. There's a big consultation in the UK about onshore wind at the moment as well. It's not just about the government leading the way on energy. It's like opening up the environment for everyone else to follow suit and to put solar panels on the buildings quicker, to build wind turbines. We see the barriers in terms of planning, meaning that it's not just fitting the solar panels or the wind turbines, it's getting planning approval. So if there's appropriate exemptions to be put forward, as I said, about onshore wind at the domestic level, then we would look for the government to come forward with those proposals.
Meanwhile, you may remember the Student Climate Network holding demonstrations outside Timwald in recent years, though the group has been significantly less visible over the past 12 months. Archie Elliott has been a long-time campaigner for climate action through the group and his own means, and says this latest announcement shows government's approach to tackling climate change is gaining momentum.
With the general push of energy independence, we can't rely on an undersea cable. We see there's even pipelines. So it's very important to have this form of energy independence on island, producing on island electricity. And I think there are, again, concerns with shipping routes with the new Morecambe wind turbines. And I think, again, we're just focusing on where these things are built. We can put them in areas where they serve the most effective purpose without disrupting our already wonderful natural environment. It's perfectly possible to do. It just needs to be thought through.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.